of children using portable electronic devices and the internet has been on the increase in recent years. This study aimed to analyze how the overuse of various types of electronic devices and the internet interfere with the sleep patterns and lifestyle of children and adolescents. This study group included 376 participants aged 6 to 15. The questionnaire survey consisted of questions concerning the children's lifestyle, new media use, eating and sleeping habits, their physical activity, as well as their socio-demographic data. Significant differences in the time spent watching movies or programs on the internet or TV were found between younger children, 6 to 10 years, and older children, 11 to 15 years. The latter often watched significantly more movies or programs on the internet or TV on weekdays and at the weekend. Moreover, children aged 11 to 15 used their smartphones significantly more often during a regular day than the younger children. Children aged 6 to 10, who watched movies or programs on the internet or on TV for more than 2 hours a day, were 2.72 as likely to fail to meet the sleep recommendation during the week. For those using a smartphone more than 5 times a day, they were 3.62 more likely not to meet the recommendation. In older children, we also observed similar results in smartphone use, OR equals 4.63. However, we found significant results when it comes to physical activity. The younger children who played games for more than 30 minutes a day had a 0.31 chance of not meeting the recommendation for physical activity. The older children who used a smartphone more than 5 times per day had a 3.65 chance of not meeting the recommendation for physical activity. Our study confirms associations between media use and poor sleep, less physical activity in children, and also with unhealthy eating habits that led to weight gain and obesity. The easy access of children to all kinds of the portable technical devices and the internet suggests that whenever the child leaves the house, he is likely to use them. Healthcare professionals should provide parents with more guidance on the appropriate media use.